I was gonna say, like,
I'm recording, by the way.
Yeah.
I feel like I always talk shit about everybody, so it really doesn't matter. But like, even if I like you, I talk more shit. But I always talk shit about Tyson because I feel like he's just overrated to me.
I like Mike Tyson because, like, it was, like, a spectacle. It was great to watch.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, once I started, like, learning... I still don't know the most about boxing. But once I started learning more and, like, looking back at, like... Like, you know, they have, like, quote-unquote champion criteria. Like, this dude has heart and he never gives up and blah, blah, blah. Like, that really wasn't Mike Tyson.
Boxes.
Yeah, like, he, like, if you fought back, it was a hard time. Like, pretty much everybody who lasted against Mike Tyson is because they just fought back. Other people just kind of folded.
I think for Tyson, a lot of times, it was he beat you before you even got in the ring.
Yeah.
And so, but, I like, as much as I always be having to go against the narratives with Tyson,
yeah,
boxing-wise... I love hearing that dude talk boxing. That dude knows so much about boxing.
Yo.
Like, you can tell he's a savant.
I feel like Mike Tyson is the perfect example of if you love something and you talk about it, you will sound like a fucking genius. Because whenever he talks about, like, old emperors and fucking Timmy Chin, fucking... I didn't even know it was Genghis Khan's name.
I know, right?
like, sit there. And then he's like, the stuff that he finds out... Like, it's obvious, or not finds out, but research, whatever word you want to use, but it's obvious, like, he gets enjoyment from this. Like, knowing Genghis Khan's name, like, knowing, like, little, like, intricate details about shit like that.
Right. Yeah, you know he in it, yeah. Like, he actually, he's so knowledgeable. Like, the boxers, like, in that clip I was just watching him talk about, him talk to Alexis Arguello's son. And he over here telling Alexis Arguello's son all the, like, great fighters that his dad, like, embarrassed.
Yeah.
And these dudes were champs. And they're names that, like, a common dude wouldn't really know.
Yeah, he did the same thing. He had The Undertaker on there. And I was watching that shit. And he's like, yeah, but what about... He named, like, I'm not the biggest wrestling fan. I liked wrestling when I was a kid, blah, blah, blah. I know The Undertaker, so I was like, oh, let me watch it, because Undertaker's doing this whole shit where he's just being, like, himself.
Yeah.
So, like, it's mad cool. I didn't know he was, like, the boss of the back room. Because,
who
like,
was
his Undertaker.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, his seniority. And, like, he was, like, he thinks it's because when he first came in, he tried to play his character too much. So people was, like, the only people that talked to him was people that was, like, more vet than him. People around his, like entry point or whatever, it was like, nah, just leave that dude alone. He looks crazy. Because he was really doing the Undertaker shit. He was like, oh, it was back in the 80s, so, like, we had to play it.
Yeah.
So, like, we went to a restaurant. I was the Undertaker. I sat by myself just in case a crowd of people walked by.
You remember we used to think about that when we was kids? Like, I wonder what a wrestler does when he has to go get food at the grocery store.
So, like, the Undertaker was like, he was the Undertaker all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then now, that's why he's talking about it. So he's like, yeah, fucking... I sat in the boardroom of this... like, wrestling before used to be, like, counties. Like, it was a one dude that had three counties. One dude had three counties. And then, like, blah, blah, blah.
Like the
that.
Promotion?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't, like, all under one umbrella. So he was like, yeah, I wanted to be a wrestler. So I sat in this... First of all, he was a basketball player. And
yeah,
he could have been... He could have went to the NBA.
Yeah.
But he was like, he would have had to go overseas first and then try to get back. And he was like, blah, 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 I don't want to do all that shit. Went looking into the wrestling stuff. Fucking, anyway, he like, yeah, I sat in this dude's office. And Mike Tyson's like, oh, yeah, he used to manage, like, and he names, like, five or six people. And the other chick's like, how the fuck do you even know that? Like, this was before wrestling was a fucking thing. Like, this is when
Mike
you
Tyson
had to
was
see
in the wrestling.
Live.
He was,
yeah.
He was in a famous match as the ref.
Yeah, but no. He's naming, like...
No,
like,
I'm just
it was
saying,
showing,
like
how, like...
He's a wrestling fan, though. He was
yeah,
already
but
a
he
fan
was,
of
he was, like, he was naming dudes that was surprising the... Like, it was like...
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Like, he dug deep into the hat, pulled out, like, you know, names that a common dude wouldn't know.
Yeah, but it was like fucking, it wasn't names that a dude wouldn't know. It was managed. He was like, yo, how do you know this dude was managed by this right. dude? This wasn't a thing that was talked about. Like, how did you know this guy was under
yeah,
this
like
stable?
More than just the
yeah, yeah, like his like
athletes. Yeah.
So he's like, oh shit, you're going like deep with all of these guys. Like, how do you know X, Y, Z?
Because he was a boxer, he's a superstar. You know damn well those dudes reached out to him.
Nah, they didn't.
Of course they would. Like,
nah, these are dudes like before Undertaker's time. So by the time.
I mean, I'm just saying that, like, if you're a fan of wrestling, you're a wrestling fan, you watch it, you like wrestling and shit like that, you're a superstar. Dudes in the industry, you already know dudes in the industry. They're going to reach out to you and want you to go do matches and shit. It won't be the Undertaker. It'll be the Undertaker's manager. You talk to a bunch of managers.
I think the surprising part was it was before all of that. Like while it was Vince McMahon brought wrestling together. Like, he bought out all the small companies and made it WWE. Before, it was literally every three towns was a completely different
yeah,
setup.
Yeah, so when Mike Tyson was growing up and wrestling was a big deal and stuff like that, people, like, of course he was a wrestling fan. The guys that would be managers and stuff, I'm just saying, like, those guys would have been reaching out to him trying to get him to wrestle. It would have.
But really what I'm saying is, like, those guys didn't exist. They like, did the exist. Vince McMahon, right? When he was, like, popular enough to be a referee, it was all already under Vince.
Doesn't
McMahon.
Matter. They worked for when he bought the organizations. Where did the wrestlers go? Target.
I'm not talking about the wrestlers. I'm talking about the Vince McMahon of each of these wrestling.
I
like
understand
the head dude.
What you're saying. You said the managers and stuff like that.
That's like saying,
they would
the Lakers before they're the Lakers, right? Well, what team were they? The fucking
were the Lakers.
No, like where were they before they were there?
Minnesota.
So the Minnesota Lakers. That's like saying. This dude was the head trainer on the Minnesota Lakers. And you're like, yo, what the fuck?
I know. I understand what you're saying. What I'm trying to say is that same example, right? Bought a bunch of different leagues, whatever. You know, United. It was United. So those guys from those industries most likely would end up inside of the same industry still. But they would just work for under the umbrella of McMahon now.
Yes.
So they're still in the realm. So I'm just saying that if you are working for the WWF and you're a big name in wrestling for like those people inside under the umbrella,
yeah.
They know who you are. It wouldn't surprise me that a fan of wrestling, I'm assuming because a lot of people were fans of wrestling like in the 80s, 70s, 80s, 90s. So it's like, I'm assuming a fan of wrestling who gets contacted by like trainers and managers and promoters all the time.
I think that's where it became like impressive because all the training managers and promoters no longer existed because Vince McMahon had them all. Like, he was bringing up the trainers before they were, like, if he's, like, say if this shit's called it's like, you know, the NBA and it was the ABA, and then the ABA and the NBA combined, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, if I was alive after they combined, but then I'm telling you history on fucking the defensive coach on some ABA team, then it's like, yo, how do you know that?
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying is because the NBA has a lot of the people from the ABA working in the NBA, and so...
Yeah, but, like, I don't know. I guess it's because I think it's different with wrestling because, like, if you're 5 or 6 and you watch a wrestler, that guy is not around when you're 30 or when you're 20.
Like that's not true at all. That's not true at all. Ric Flair been around for like 50 years.
Yeah, just Ric Flair though.
No,
Bruno San Martino
is
not
an old lady.
Bruno San Martino is no longer around.
But yeah, that's just that one guy. But
there's
Hulk Hogan been around for like a long time.
Yeah, but Mike Tyson was a grown man when Hulk Hogan was.
It doesn't matter
around.
That.
That's
you know,
what I'm,
for his version of who was big. Like guys stick around in the industry forever because they do promotions. They do management and they do training, not just wrestling. So they're always going to be in the industry. They do interviews. So, like, I'm a fan of wrestling, but I don't watch wrestling. So, like, I don't know any of the dudes right now. But, like, I'll watch, I forget what it's called, but it's like a a little docuseries.
I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about, of all the old wrestlers? I watch shit like that because I'm still a fan, in a way, of, like, you know, old school wrestling. So it's like, I'm going to be hearing names and learning about people, like, the whole time because I have an interest in it.
Yeah, I just think it was, like, it's certain shit that you know just from, like...
I'm not saying it's not, I'm just saying that, like, I could see Mike Tyson specifically being able to pull names out like that because I could do that with football.
Yeah, but, like, I just thought it was impressive because, like, there's a wrestler, a guy that was involved in the business going, how do you know this shit?
Because he's a fan. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying it's not impressive. I'm just saying it's because he's a fan. Like, I'm a fan of basketball. And I can tell you, like, I was telling you about how Jordan and Wilt and the founder of basketball are all connected.
Yeah.
And how do I know that? I'm a fan. I just like it. I like it a lot. And that's my interest. And that's the stuff when people are watching their TV shows. That's the stuff I'm watching. I'm looking up. That's how Mike Tyson knows. I'm sure Mike Tyson... Who's to say Mike Tyson didn't learn those names, like, within 2 years?
I think it's because the wrestlers he brought up are irrelevant.
It doesn't matter, though. There's a lot of names that are irrelevant to the outsider.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I was impressed on how shocked The Undertaker was that he even knew these people. Because The Undertaker was like... Dudes don't know these guys. Like, these were, like, at least were, like, background guys in the 60s. Like, how do you even fucking remember this dude? That guy was great. What happened to him? And it was like, oh, this dude got a rotator cuff injury. And back then, you were fucked when that happened. That's why he just disappeared.
But the whole reason you even brought that up is because you were saying how, in the beginning, you were saying that it goes to show when you're passionate about something, about something you're passionate about. That, and so I bet you the only way Mike Tyson knows that shit, because I don't believe it's like a scripted fixed show to the extent where they're like, okay, Mike Tyson, read this guy's book to know a little bit about him. I bet you Mike Tyson actually has a passion about wrestling.
Yeah, Mike Tyson, like the way that he talks about it, you have to have fucking a passion about it. Like, you don't get that excited meeting Ric Flair unless you fucking love wrestling.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Because we see it all the time, for example, with these new podcasts. Everybody got a podcast out. And you see it with, like, I watched a couple Logan Paul things. And you could tell who he got on there because they a big name and who he actually a fan of. It's a whole different energy.
Like, I watched this shit because he had Rey Mysterio on there. Mm-hmm. And he was, like, a fucking Rey Mysterio fan. Like, he's a fan of...
I seen Rey Mysterio at Hooters when I was a kid. So, and he had the mask on, and he was eating wings.
I found out that, one, Rey Mysterio didn't always have the mask. He used to be, like, a hood-ass Latino dude.
For no ECW? Mask.
No, WWE. Like, fucking...
I remember it was ECW.
I can't remember what it was, but he had the two earrings, no mask, and he was dressed mad hood. Oh. Yeah, he had like blonde hair, white hair, mad different colors, and he'd be like mad hood. Then it was like, oh, he fucking, basically he changed the WWE.
Really?
Yeah, because they weren't cruiserweight people.
Oh, yeah.
It was all big dudes.
Remember? Yeah, he was like the smallest fucking dude. Yeah, for sure. He was smaller than the chicks. Even the chicks were big.
Yeah, he was short.
The women were
He was short and fucking...
I bet you the women for WWE are definitely considered tall women.
Yeah, maybe all like 5'10", 5'11".
I bet you at least 5'9". Yeah, because he was short.
Yeah, he was visibly shorter or like he looked like the same height as a lot of the women.
I feel like he's shorter than that. I feel like he's like 5'6", 5'5". I feel like he was smaller than women.
Nah, he's smaller because they had the chicks like were basketball. The same height.
Yeah.
But then they put on high heel boots or wrestling boots or whatever, so they get the extra thing. Mm-hmm. And then Rey Mysterio always had flat shoes because he was doing all the jumping around and all that shit. You can't do that in the fucking little heel boots that they be getting.
A lot of them dudes, though, it's like sports, you know, they're athletes. So, of course,
like The Rock, like he's not fucking 6'9 or whatever that is.
Nah, he likes 6'2.
Yeah.
Though they even lie. I think they say he likes 6'4 or something. I'm like, that dude not 6'4".
They did the same thing with Undertaker, saying he was 7 feet.
Yeah. Or Big Show.
Big Show, yeah. Big Show, I could pounds. Give it. I could give Big Show. No, not the weight, but the height thing. Because he was like fucking like 6'10", 6'11". So they called him the 7-foot wonder of the world. All right. That's not too bad.
Yeah.
Especially you slip on some shoes, you already almost there. If
he's like 400 something pounds. Is it 500 pounds? 7 feet, 500 pounds. I get it.
Listen, you want to see some shit? I don't never want to hear no Big Show slander after this shit. Hold on. Because the Big Show was a monster and I didn't understand.
Captain Insano?
Yeah.
How old are you, kid? 33. fuck that thing was when he started flaming him, he kept on being accurate too. He was like, I bet he still lives at home with his mom. everything he said was accurate.
Damn, I can't find it. Never mind. But one of my favorite wrestlers was fucking Mankind.
Yeah, best wrestling matches. A lot of the best wrestling matches I've ever saw was Mankind. That motherfucker used to remember the thumbtacks being lit on fire, going off cages,
and then my shit. One of my shits with Mankind that I really fucked with home though was the fucking. The multiple personalities.
Yeah, they had love Cactus Jack.
They had the WrestleMania, and he came out as all of them. And then the Royal Rumble, he got thrown out as Mankind.
He got thrown out as Dude Love.
He got thrown out as Dude Love, came back as Cactus Jack.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Who was it? Cactus Jack, Dude Love. There's four of them, right?
Yeah, Mankind, Cactus Jack, Dude Love.
Mick Foley.
Mick Foley was his regular. I think that is it.
Yeah.
It might even be another one.
He used to be like, such and such is only son.
Yeah, he was unhinged as fuck.
Yo, and that's what made home the
Mankind
best.
Was my favorite, though. The Mankind persona. Anytime he wasn't Mankind, it was a little like...
Nah, Cactus Jack was my shit.
Yo, he was cool as hell. That was Jack. The badass version.
Especially because he... This is what... I swear. I watched him so much. My dude will come out like this. Yeah. And then stop and be like... He had the crazy retard walk. Like,
bro.
And he'd be carrying like a trash can or something behind him. And he'd just be like...
Yes. Or he'll drag like the 2x4 with the barbed wire. Yo, tell me another thing too. Of all the theme songs, the Mankind theme song went fucking hard. This shit. Since the front of that thing, really. I think it's Mick Foley. This one. Yes, yo, this shit went fucking hard. This shit should have been on the casual.
Yo, listen. Mick Foley, he
really did. Oh, they got him right here. We love Cactus Jack, Mankind, Raw GM was bad. I don't know that. I didn't know he was a Raw GM. Yeah. I never knew he was a Raw GM. Oh, yeah. I didn't know that was like a persona. I saw somebody list it and they included Raw GM. I was like, was that his name?
No, it's probably when he was like acting as the general manager.
Yeah, he was cool as hell, yo. Fucking Mick Foley. I always think Mankind when I think of Mick Foley. That was my favorite version, though.
Huh? Backyard Videos. Motherfucker seen him jumping off
Kimbo?
His roof through a table.
He the original Kimbo?
It was no, he was doing it to himself. It wasn't even a body there. He was just jumping off his roof through a table. And they were like, yo, this dude's wild.
Yo, I used to watch this, I swear on my fucking life. When YouTube came out, there was these backyard wrestling videos. I don't know if you've ever watched those. It was way back.
Yeah.
Tell me that was not the best wrestling of all time. And it was just people in their backyard doing real fucking shit, like through the tables. And they were acting. They were still acting. They were still doing personal. Yo, the craziest fucking shit. YouTube backyard wrestling videos. The wildest fucking shit. I saw a dude jump off a fucking roof. I mean, it was a house. It was like a ranch house. But still, jumped off a fucking roof through a table and shit. Them motherfuckers were legit wild. I couldn't believe it. I was like, yo, these are like dudes our age and shit with no insurance.
This was the only time I could remember my mom.
Hey, yo, shut up.
The hell? Yo. Nothing much. Just stopped by Joe's house. Yeah. Yo, Pete said, what up?
Yo, what up, Pete?
Pete up. Yeah, I'll probably stop by. I was just driving around. I was just looking. But yeah, Vicky's probably gonna go by her sister's house. I'll probably get dropped off by your house. Yeah, I'll hit you up to let you know. Listen.
Oh yeah, Mike.
All right. Later.
Yo, you know who is a dope-ass wrestler? Fucking Shane McMahon. Here comes money.
Yeah. I think me and my brother was talking about this, like how he was like, was we all talking about it? By the way, this is one of the only games I can remember my mom being like, don't do that dumb shit. I don't know if you ever had this backyard wrestling for PS2.
Nah, I remember seeing that.
I remember getting this shit just because of seeing the backyard wrestling shit.
It was actually dope.
Oh, yeah, it was fucking retarded. It was crazy as hell. Like,
when did that come out? I remember seeing
like
that.
PS2 era. Like,
yeah, because I remember seeing...
I know, I definitely got it late because it was in like the little bargain area.
It's got to be like 2005.
Shit. Yeah. It definitely wasn't a game that caught on because it was cheap.
It was like the greatest hits. A $20 PlayStation game.
They had the fucking juggalos and this shit. It was pretty cool for what it was, because then you could go climb up the roof. You get all these different weapons and shit.
They should have added fans.
Yeah, they needed fans and like music of some sort.
Yeah.
Because it just being silent like this was crazy. But then they had shit like that. Just
chilling.
They had damage on the people. You see his face bleeding. Yeah. It was like one of the first games that had shit like that.
That's pretty dope.
It looks like a fun game. If they remastered this shit, I would fucking play. Yeah. And then it was like, you could have like four people in there at once. Like, it didn't always have to be one-on-one.
That's dope. You remember, I used to love playing in the wrestling games. I forget what it was, but it was like you're inside of a chamber. And you got to wait your turn, and it's a random
chamber. Oh, elimination chamber.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Yo, that shit was dope.
Yo, you want to put some of the sour diesel in there?
Hells yeah. Yeah, that shit was...
This shit fucking breaks up.
That was my favorite one. Me and my boys, yo, we used to... When you could do, I think it was, remember there was like a control, there was like an adapter for the PlayStation.
Oh yeah, to make it more people could play.
Even
on.
More, I think it was like six people could play.
Yeah.
Yo.
Or like eight or something.
It was something retarded, yeah. Yo, I remember my cousin's house, we used to fucking do that. And like our friends and cousins and shit would all get together and we'd play that shit, like tournaments.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we used to always do Elimination Chamber. That was the best.
Yo, Elimination or Royal Chamber, Rumble. Hell in a Cell.
Royal Rumble. And sometimes you could determine the order, you could randomize it. And other things.
Yeah.
And you could, I remember you could, if you randomized it, you could fall anywhere in the Royal Rumble. Yeah. And my dude fell one time, 90, I think it was 100 dudes. I think my guy, was it like 100 guys?
I don't know. I know they had different stuff. I know the regular one is 30, but you can always change shit in the game.
Maybe it was 30, and my dude came out like 21 or something.
Oh, shit.
I came out like 8 spots before it ended. I remember just feeling like I was lucky as hell because I was like the worst one. I was like, yo, I won that shit just because I was the last one out. Everybody else had got out like early as fuck. Like 2 of them started it. And then, like, early, I remember I was the last one to come out. Everybody was like, yo, why are you still not watching me the last one? Come out with mad energy and everyone else beat the fuck up.
I think it was SmackDown Shut Your Mouth. It was one of them games for PS2. Me and my brother used to play it.
Yeah, that was the best one ever, yo.
And it was like, well, Eddie Guerrero came up with the lowrider. You could jump in his car and drive it.
Yes.
And, same thing, Undertaker with the motorcycle. You could jump on his motorcycle.
Dude, the longest career mode. The story mode for that shit, I never finished it. It was so long.
And then that's when you could have the little backstage. You tack people backstage, have backstage fights.
And they had Shawn Michaels and NWO in it. Yeah,
you could actually walk to different places. I remember you could walk out of the arena, get on a train, take the train to a different part of town, be fighting over there, be fighting in the train station.
Yo, that game was dope as hell. That was the best wrestling game ever. Like, easily. Because I remember I wasn't into wrestling anymore when it came out. I think it came out, like, 2002. And I was probably done watching wrestling in, like, 2000. And I remember my cousin bought that game. And I was already out of, like, not even interested in wrestling anymore. So I just dismissed it. I was like, I don't even want to play that shit. And he kept telling me for years. He was like, yo, it's the best wrestling game ever. I heard it so many times from everybody that I had to play that shit. Probably like 2004-ish, I played that shit.
Yeah.
Yo, I was addicted. That shit got me back into wrestling for like a few months.
I know. That's like, with me, it would be like I was like fading out of wrestling a little bit. But my brother's like 4 years younger than me, yeah. So he's still interested in it. So I would watch like selective shit. I basically get filtered through him, like what the good shit was. Or
exactly.
Like, if somebody I still liked was going to wrestle, like I would watch that shit.
That's exactly what it was with me and my cousin. Because my cousin's 3 years younger than me. And that's exactly what it was. It was like 2004, 2005. I got back into it a little bit.
Yeah. I think by that time, I was really going out of it. Like, yeah. I was still into it a little bit in the beginning. I know I was still, like, playing. I played the games because the game different. Like, okay, I still like this dude. I remember this dude when I was younger.
You remember WCW, though?
Yeah.
Like, yo, that's, I used to feel that was better. I felt that shit was the best. That was my favorite. Everybody, like, I liked Stone Cold and The Rock, of course. But like Goldberg, Sting, Rey Mysterio was in it. I remember, like, Scott Steiner when I was a kid was my favorite wrestler.
Steiner recliner.
Big Papa Pump.
He's doing all the steroids.
Yes, sir.
He woke up and ate a bottle of steroids for breakfast.
Yo, people forget NWO was a fucking WCW thing. That was in WWF. That was WCW. That was when the WWF dudes left WWF and went to WCW Nitro. It was like Kevin Nash and Razor Ramon.
So that's like, all that shit is why Vince McMahon is a fucking genius.
What you mean?
Because all that was him. That was all his shit.
No, he didn't do the fact that the dudes that went to WCW actually like those came two from brands WWF.
That was going against each other was the same brand.
No.
Then they turned it to SmackDown and Raw, which is the exact same shit.
No, that's not true. WCW got bought. It was
By Vince McMahon.
Yeah, but
and
that
he
was
kept
like
it running under that shit.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did. He kept it running, and then it turned into WWF, the Attitude Era.
Yeah,
when it was all smashed into one.
No, the Attitude Era was WWF and WCW.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like the Attitude Era, he owned both of those at that time.
In the late 90s?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, that's how the Attitude Era worked.
So, he didn't... Alright, because this is how I envisioned it. WCW was like the 90s.
Yeah.
Like 90 to 2000. And I grew up watching WCW. You're saying he bought it like, what, 95?
Nah, he brought it...
He bought it, I'm thinking like 2000. Because when I stopped watching wrestling, WCW and WWF was beefing, but and they were doing the takeover. And I feel like that was like 2001. And I kind of was out of, like, I kind of dipped out of wrestling around that time.
Yeah, it's 2001 he bought it.
That's what I mean. See? So he didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Unless you're saying they merged 2001. Because I was already out of wrestling at that time, like when it officially happened. But I still remember leading. That was the Attitude Era leading up to that. Once that happened, that's when the Attitude Era went away. That's when he kind of ruined wrestling. Because WWF was cheesy as fuck when I was a kid. Like, a lot of the characters were fucking corny.
Yeah, so he got it in the 90s and he fully owned it by 2001. So he was, like, absorbing it the whole time.
But late 90s, I bet. Like, what, 99?
I'm trying to see.
I can see 97 tops, but, like, I mean, earliest. But that, because that was, like, the time I was watching it was, like, you know.
Okay, no. I'm thinking about it the wrong way.
Because I like WCW better. It was better. It was, like, more... WWF was kind of childish. Like, you know, the Dead Man, Undertaker gimmick. And, like, to me, personally, I used to think that was corny.
Okay, yeah, I was thinking about it backwards. He fucking... Yeah. Because he didn't become Vince
McMahon. Eat your cereal, kids. Like, you know...
Yeah.
Fucking go to school. I'm like, whatever. Then all of a sudden,
He took it WCW, over. I was thinking of it the wrong way. He took it over from his dad in the 90s and became Vince McMahon.
No.
Like, before 96, there was no Vince McMahon. I was just reading it. He was like, he became the...
I thought that happened in the 80s.
Nah, like the Vince McMahon 80s. Character, like, I'm out in your face. Right. That was like...
That was like when 96. We were growing up. That's how I always... Yeah, I believe that because my whole life, Vince McMahon was like that.
Yeah, so like in 90s... From what I was reading, in 96, he brought that character out because WCW was beating their ass.
Yes,
because... So then when he became Vince McMahon, he did the Attitude Era, which was like 96 to like 2001.
Which is trying to rip off WCW because WCW was less cheesy. I wouldn't say like that... For WWF, I kind of felt the storylines were kind of, like, better. Like, the acting.
I think Vince McMahon always had better plot lines and stuff.
Exactly, than WCW.
WCW had... was wilder. Like, just wild shit. Like,
better stuff. I feel stuff. Like
they were
backyard,
closer to, like, ECW.
They used to have more... They were closer.
It was, like, ECW... Yes. A lot of backstage brawls. It was, like, ECW was the wildest. WCW and Nitro was right in the middle. And then the WWE just had crazy ass plot lines, mm-hmm. but it wasn't wild until they started getting the Mick Foley's.
I think it was what was it geared towards? And I think WCW was geared towards like the high school kids. And WWF was geared towards like a fourth grader.
That's how I think WWF, felt. Vince McMahon had this master takeover shit that he was trying to do. And he was like, this is the only way it works, I think. Because, like, you can see with ECW, that wild shit only works for so long. You can't have your dudes busting their face open every single day. They wrestle fucking 4 or 5 times a week. Blah, 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 blah. So then you're going to have...
That wasn't the problem, though. They were doing that. The problem just was the money.
The money and the...
The dudes were still doing it.
Yeah, but, like, it's... I think Vince McMahon seen how shit was going... Like, shit was changing from the 80s, blood everywhere, to a more, like, things were getting softer. And I think Vince McMahon was trying to move with that versus, oh, we're going to come out and hand beers to fans mm-hmm. and drink with them. Because that was the Sandman. He came out with a 6-pack and was throwing beers to people, would drink one himself and bust himself in the forehead till he was bleeding. Like, yeah, that's amazing, but...
In the beginning.
Yeah.
Before the match started, that was his intro.
Like, okay, yeah, that's
draw
crazy.
Draw blood as an intro. Yo, Sandman like, was my favorite of the ECW.
I think Vince made this shit more, like, technical and more and less fucking... Because, like, even now that I'm thinking about it, like, Tommy Dreamer, Sandman, mm-hmm. yep. those type of dudes...
The
Sabu.
Sabu, that's who I was trying to think
These
of.
Dudes yeah. was hit you with a chair, hit you with a couple combos, slam you. Like, the everything around the match was way bigger than the match itself.
Yeah.
Versus, like, Vince had a whole build-up behind shit. There was background stories to mm-hmm. people and all this shit. It was like, Sabu had a background. He was just Dudley a crazy Bros. Dude from India. That was
Dudley
it.
Dudley Boys.
Yeah, like, well, they had, like, Sting, and they had
I remember watching and stuff, ECW, but... and it was the worst. Like, the matches were awesome. It was wild.
Yeah, but like, it was, all in between
was It was too garbage. Much. Yeah, a lot... That's how I felt. WCW was like the perfect middle.
Yeah.
And I really was a big WCW fan.
Yeah, but they had the... if Vince would have never did that Attitude Era thing where he... like you were saying, he did copy like the ECW, WCW thing.
Mm-hmm.
But just tone it down a little bit. And what's crazy is his version of tone it down a little bit wasn't that much different.
I've already learned.
Yeah.
Oh, it no, wasn't, no, I got one.
It wasn't that much. This is your lighter, I think.
Oh,
I didn't
okay.
bring a lighter with me, unless you stole my lighter yesterday. But I don't think so. I usually rip these things off first. So.
I always rip them off, too.
Yeah. But,
I got the Bob Marley one.
Yeah, they freaking, I think that Vince just had the better story ideas. He just made the shit, like, the in-between
work. There was a bigger, it was a bigger platform, too. I remember when I was a kid, most people watched WWF. I watched both, but most people watched WWF, and I mostly watched WWF.
From what I was reading was, like, from when we was growing up was when Vince started doing the wild shit, so people was going over. That's why he was able to buy them out in 2001, mm-hmm. because it basically, throughout the late 90s, was failing.
Yeah.
So he was able to buy them out, take them under, and then that's why they became SmackDown and Raw. The people thought it was two different things. I know I did my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Then I found out, like, oh no, it's all one. Vince McMahon is just.
I wasn't watching wrestling at that time, so when I started hearing about SmackDown and Raw, I didn't know what the fuck people were talking about. I was like, what the fuck is Raw? What the fuck is SmackDown?
That was like the early 2000s.
Yeah, because I wasn't watching it at that time.
And I wasn't too heavy in it. I was just like, I had my people that I fucked with. Like, I fucked with The Rock.
You know what I feel like? Because you say The Rock too and Stone Cold, it was the. Yo. For WWF, I feel like that's like Magic Bird. Like how Magic Bird saved the in the 80s, Magic Bird saved the NBA. I feel like The Rock and Stone Cold saved the wrestling because WWF, because at that time, my favorite wrestler when I was a kid, like as young as I can remember, was the Heartbreak Kid.
Yeah.
And I thought the Heartbreak Kid was the coolest. I thought the Sweet Chin Music, when I was a kid, I used to do Sweet Chin Music like all the time. Like, that shit taught me how to kick, like doing the Sweet Chin Music. So I was a big fan, but he got hurt and he just like disappeared basically. And I started watching WCW. So it was kind of like the Undertaker was the only thing they really had over there.
And my bad, I'm gonna cut you off.
No,
go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna, that was pretty much done. I was just like, Bret Hart went to WCW. He was out of WWF. Stone Cold was just coming up.
Yeah.
Shawn Michaels got hurt. He was out. And Ric Flair was in WCW. A lot of the stars went to WCW. So WWF really had nothing. It literally was saved by Stone Cold and The Rock.
Yeah, he brought it back. It was like Ric Flair gave it, because I seen the Joe Rogan with Ric Flair, and they had, what's the name on there? That big wrestling dude. He does the fucking, he looks like Tosh.0 guy.
Toady.
Yeah. He was like, yeah, fucking, they don't know that, like, you brought the fucking, the shit to wrestling. And he was like, I can't remember the exact shit he said, but he was like, Ric Flair
like persona.
Was the, yeah, he was the first heel that people liked. Because he was like, yeah, when he came to WWE, he was beating people up and talking shit. Like, that wasn't the thing. Like, yeah. It was good guys. It was Hulk Hogan, you know, all American, blah, 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 like, back in the day shit. He was like, Ric Flair was out here I'm gonna fuck your bitch.
He's the one that would say what I was just saying earlier. Eat your cereal. That's where I got that from. Yeah. That's right. I was trying to remember who said that. It was totally Hinchcliffe. He was like, eat your cereal. Like, go to school. Like, he 100% on point with that. That was Ric Flair.
For The Rock.
And Ric Flair, probably when he left WWF, that's why he got soft. And WCW got good because of Ric Flair, I bet. Yeah. It kind of makes sense now that and I think about it.
One thing I did like about WCW, too, they had multiple weight classes. That's what the WWE took from. Because they had fucking my boy Ultimo Dragon. True. Ultimo Dragon was my dude.
I don't know who that is.
He was a mass wrestler. He had all the blue shit. He had the whole mass wrestling thing, like Rey Mysterio.
Oh, that dude.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Because he was the first dude I remember.
I used to think that was Rey Mysterio.
Jump off the ropes and do all the backflips and all that shit.
I used to think that was Rey Mysterio just with a new suit.
Yeah. I was like, yo, that shit was the most entertaining. I remember WWE just being like, main people type shit. Like,
see, WWE, I know that's when the merge happened with WCW and WWF. They called the WWE SmackDown versus Raw.
It was WWF, and then people, the first.
But they had SmackDown versus Raw?
WWF.
Oh, okay.
It was people became pussies.
Well, yeah, like, you're right. They've always had that because
when people look up the World Wildlife Foundation, they're getting fucking wrestling. You have to change your shit. We had it first, and it was a whole big deal. And then they changed to WWE.
Not, they always did have a SmackDown versus Raw type thing. I forgot what it was called. I think it was called Heat.
Yeah, it was Nitro and Heat.
That was WCW, I think, right?
Yeah. WCW, Nitro, and WWE, Heat.
No. It was
whatever. Heat and Nitro was from the same thing?
It was like WCW SmackDown versus Raw, I think, was Heat versus Nitro.
Oh, okay.
And then I think WWF always had Raw. But I think it was Raw versus SmackDown, maybe, with WWF. I don't remember now. But I think SmackDown was new. I think they always had Raw. I think it was like Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, Monday Night Raw.
And then they had another thing. I forget what it is.
SmackDown was like Friday or some shit. I don't know they had two. I think
it probably wasn't even called SmackDown until the WWE happened. Because I remember I didn't know what the fuck SmackDown was.
I know they had WWF had SmackDown because SmackDown was like the Rock shit. It was like the blue one that had the Rock. That was SmackDown.
But see, what I used to watch, yeah, you're right.
I remember I had the PlayStation game, so that had to be fucking.
In the 90s, though, the Rock and Stone Cold, I feel like they probably never wrestled a lot. If I remember right, they always had issues, like conflicts backstage brawls. Okay, so yeah,
SmackDown was 99.
Yeah, so that makes sense because I was already.
And Raw was 93, so yeah.
Yes, I was already dipping out of wrestling at that time, so I didn't know what SmackDown was. But I fucked with The Rock. The Rock at that time, my cousin ruined it for me. One of my older cousins, he told me it was fake. I really didn't know. And then I got into boxing.
Yeah, I know. I think I found out pretty early wrestling was fake, but it still was like, fuck it.
At that time, I'm like 8 years old.
Yeah.
And so, like, I thought it was real. I thought it was real till probably like 99. And then my cousin told me that shit. But I remember the only reason I know when I stopped watching wrestling for sure is because I had the wrestling game. It was WWF. I think it was called, I forget what it was called, but The Rock was on it.
Yeah, that was SmackDown.
It wasn't SmackDown, it was before SmackDown. It was The Rock, it was black and red. It was black, and then with the red it said WWF. And The Rock was on it. I think it was WWF 2000. And it was like 1999. I think that's what it was called. And The Rock was on it. And I was such a huge Rock fan, yo. I had
WrestleMania 2000.
WrestleMania 2000 with The Rock on it.
Yeah, it got The Rock, Triple H, Mankind.
Let me see. Show. Yes, that's the last game I had. That came out. I had it for the 64.
No Mercy. It got No Mercy, too, with The Rock on it. It was a couple of them, actually, now I'm looking
at it. I know for a fact the 2000 one I had, that was the last wrestling game I bought. That before then, I got it at Power Video on Franklin Avenue, which isn't even there anymore. It hasn't been there in 20 years. And but before that, you remember the WCW games? They had Beach Bash, Backyard, Backstage Brawl.
This is the one I had.
Yeah, see, I never played that one.
This is the one that came out in 2000.
Oh, so that was the one right after that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I didn't. Yo.
Maybe the same time, it's just a different console. They probably had the same
WrestleMania. Yeah, you're right, because I had 64. I didn't have PlayStation.
And I remember getting PlayStation later.
I got 64 in 97.
Yeah, I remember because it was like one of my first games I had for PlayStation.
Me too. 97, first game I had was, I think it was called Backstage Brawl. I think it was WCW Backstage Brawl. And I think it had a Big Bam Bigelow on it.
Oh, yeah. Those wrestling games is fucking great.
Backstage Assault.
This is completely left of this conversation.
No, I had Goldberg on it. That's who was on it. Yo.
Goldberg was my guy. Fuck the Goldberg.
Oh, that was 2000. So that was the last time I played. Wrestling was like 2000. Yeah, that makes sense.
But I was thinking about this shit. You know we're talking about aliens, right? What if...
Talk about aliens every day.
What if we got this whole alien thing wrong?
I'm sure we do.
What if technology is aliens? You know how, like, 100%. There was, like, a crazy boost in technology around that Roswell time? They say, like, that's where fiber wires came from.
Ooh, yeah.
And, like, all this other shit. Because they were like, yo, there is no real tracking to where fiber, like, how we can transmit data through light. Like, there was no fucking, you know, steps to getting to this major thing. And they were like, okay, maybe this technology is using us to propagate itself to get to a point to, you know, we're a failing civilization. And the only way we can grow ourselves back is by doing this. So we send ourselves off in form of technology. And now we're building things up. Now we're getting androids. Fucking 100 years when we got a perfectly made android and they click on to themselves and like, look, this whole time, we've been having a symbiotic relationship. We've been making your life easier, and you've been building us to this point. Now we're to a point where we can tell you about ourselves or some shit.
You know what that reminded me of is during that podcast with James Fox on JRE, when he said that it looked like the metal was alive.
That's what I started thinking about that.
Exactly, yo. What if it is alive? The craft is the alien in itself. And when it crashed, it did it on purpose to be discovered and intertwine. Yeah, that's kind of what you was just saying.
Yeah, and then over the years, builds up. And that's what happens with these ancient civilizations. They have some weird technology that we can't recreate because it wasn't really a technology.
Yo, one time I had...
That's why we can't cut these stones. We can't do these things because it wasn't actually a technology. It was a living...
I had the wildest high thought one time that the dinosaurs built the pyramids. Yo.
Think about this shit. I had this crazy high thought, right? Not the dinosaurs built the pyramids. You know what they talk about, like, these cavemen? And like, oh, their bone structure and all of this, they had to be stronger, way stronger than us. What if it was them?
Dinosaurs?
No. These cavemen that we think that were dumb, that were way stronger than us. Oh,
they just built the pyramids?
Like we think they couldn't move it because we're thinking about our strength today. But if we look at a person that was 15 times stronger than us, it would take 20,000 of us, but it would only take 300 of them. Makes it way more reasonable. Like, these people were way stronger. And then...
That's not even a crazy idea, though.
Yeah, our species out-survived them through adaptation, not through strength. Right. So, like, how some of us are lactose intolerant.
Mm-hmm.
If you were lactose intolerant back in the day when it was a drought and there was only milk to drink, you die.
Yeah.
So maybe these people had some allergy type shit, like, you know.
Probably. I mean, fucking, I could. That, yeah. To me, that's sensible.
Yeah, like.
Like, yo, I remember I had the craziest fucking thought that I was like, what if fucking dinosaurs? You know how, like, dolphins are and whales are probably as smart, possibly even smarter than us? What if dinosaurs were like that, where they didn't need their arms to do stuff? That's why they, like, shriveled up.
Yeah.
Because they started using, you know how they had, like, a huge fucking head and they could produce, like, loud, like, sonic fucking loud roars. What if like fucking 100,000 dinosaurs got together and started using their roars to move blocks? I swear to God, I thought this one time. I was like, and they just like they started doing basically telekinesis because it says that you could, you know, you could bend water with fucking sound and all that. So through frequencies and vibrations, the dinosaurs would use their vocal cords to do it. And that's how they built the fucking pyramids. It gets worse. And then, so I had this idea that they figured out a way to basically become, like, because of cataclysms on Earth, they figured out a way to go to space. They are the aliens. It's the dinosaurs in space. And they became, and they learned a way to be interdimensional. Because think about it. I'm dead serious. Think about it. The dinosaur, when we find shit with dinosaurs, it's millions of years old. So imagine us with millions, like right now, imagine us like 200 million years from now.
Yeah. That's the shit that made me think about these cave paintings where they had people like riding on dinosaurs and they looked like they had like was using them for shit.
Right.
So who's to say they weren't fucking making them do that to build the shit? Like we use horses to fucking plow fields.
Yeah. Dude, I'm and then I thought that the dinosaurs that stood on Earth that did cuz not probably not every kind of like countries and stuff like that and classes of wealth.
Yeah, and they're finding these in the South America. South America where they're fucking
I don't see any dinosaurs to be honest.
Oh, hold up. That shit's a fucking dinosaur.
That's a dinosaur. But that
like these shits.
Yeah, I can see that being a dinosaur.
And they have, like, trying to find the one. But they were, like, because of the deforestation in fucking South America, they're finding these crazy-ass caves with these paintings and shit in them.
Yo. I remember thinking, too, like, the dinosaurs that maybe didn't become intergalactic, interdimensional beings using telekinesis and shit, the ones that got like left behind on Earth to deal with the cataclysms, those are the ones that became chickens.
Yeah. There's always been a super advanced society. This is another thing I heard. Like, look at how advanced we are today, and there's tribes with nothing.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you are more likely to find leftovers from those tribes than us. We write shit down on paper.
Yep.
We save shit down online. Mm-hmm. Blah, 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 blah. A rock is going to outlast this. A spear is going to outlast the cell phone in the dirt.
What if...
So if all these people had this crazy technology, this shit's gone in 1,000 years. All we're going to have is the stone people, these tribes people shit left over.
Or nobody's going to know how to access the data that is left behind because it's unfathomable what we stored it in.
Exactly.
Like crystals.
I can't remember exactly who said this shit, but it was basically like, yeah, if there was some kind of crazy war, it would be between like the major countries.
Mm-hmm.
We would be wiped out, but those tribes in the middle of nowhere is going to still be there.
Exactly.
Like barring some entire world wiping out type shit. But, like, even most likely, those people off in the middle of nowhere, not around nobody, more likely to survive.
Mm.
So, if these advanced people from back then built all these shits we don't know how to build, wiped themselves out doing some kind of war, technological whatever shit, the people that was left over is going to be the tribes people. And then eventually, when they start traveling around, they're going to run into some crazy artifact and just make up a story about it.
Yeah, or they're going to find an artifact and they're not going to know what that what that thing was used for. And they're not even going to know that that thing has so much information stored in it. And they're over here using it to as a totem to pray to.
Or they just, like, if you see a flash drive this size...
Yeah.
Even today, 99.9% of people are looking, oh, it's just a flash drive, whatever. It could be a 5 terabyte flash drive with all the nuclear codes on it.
Exactly.
You don't fucking know. It just looks like a thing. So to someone who doesn't even know what a flash drive is, this is garbage.
And
like crystals.
That's what, like, I swear to God, I've been trying to get back to that.
If they saved information on crystals, which is possible. Crystals also could have, like, under pressure, infinite amount of power. Because that's the shit that bugged me out about quartz watches. Because it's just a quartz stone under pressure that will power this watch.
Forever. Yeah.
So, who's to say on a bigger scale that wouldn't work? Bigger scale, more pressure.
Who's to say that the crystals that is all around us doesn't have the information of who built the pyramids?
Yeah.
Yo, I've seen this shit. About how you could store, like, an infinite amount of, like, data into a crystal, pretty much. I started thinking, like, you know them chicks that are, like, really into crystals? I hate them bitches, yo. Because they always be, like, they do weird shit. Like, I remember I fucked with this chick one time. She used to, it was a full moon, so she took her fucking crystals and she put them on the windowsill. To absorb fucking moonlight. And then she put it in a glass of water and drink the water to drink it, the moonlight's energy. I'm like, you're a crazy bitch.
I feel like
years later, that was like 7 years ago. Now, I'm like, I think that makes sense. But my point is, if you could store data into a crystal... That is a crystal absorbing an energy.
Yeah.
So crystals can absorb energy. So kind of makes sense that, you know, full moons does have an effect on tides. It does have an effect on moods.
Yeah, but
it's energy.
I would just say, like, the light thing is weird to me because there is no moonlight.
Not that she puts it in the light moon. I'm saying it's a full moon, so she puts it out there to absorb the energy of the full moon.
Yeah, okay, maybe I'll just think about it more. Because ever since I heard about this, the like, you know, moonlight shit, isn't moonlight and all that, I was like, oh, I feel dumb.
But it's some type of radiation,
yeah, it's just
energy
sunlight.
And shit.
It's sunlight.
Oh, coming from all
the yeah, it's just the sun hitting the moon.
Oh, gotcha, that makes sense.
Sunlight. I was like,
So whatever the fuck.
But I understand the reasoning, like, behind it, because like, there is a connection with the moon and the earth. Like even how... I just want, like, you know, like the dark side of the moon, mm-hmm. and like there is no dark side of the moon. It's just the moon spins at the exact same. So the exact same time it takes us to make a full rotation around the sun, that's the exact same time it takes the moon to make one full rotation. Right. So while we're spinning, the moon is spinning and it always faces us. And I believe, obviously, because it's a part of this planet, we got hit by an asteroid, another planet, whatever it broke off.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's still connected to us. Like, it gets closer, the tides change, and blah, blah, blah.
That makes sense. Yeah. It just got rounded out from spinning.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I just think, like, I'm more open-minded about crystals actually storing energy.
Oh, and I definitely being believe able crystals to use can store that. Energy. And
I mean, we know it can.
Yeah.
But it just makes sense now. All them fucking crazy. In my head, I used to be like, all these bitches are crazy. And now I'm like, it kind of fucking makes more sense.
I think some of that is the power of the human mind. If you, sometimes I truly believe, if you believe something enough, it will become like a
manifestation.
Yeah, it can have an effect on you. Like the phantom limb syndrome.
Yes, yes.
You don't believe your leg is gone.
Or thinking that voodoo is real and you really think you could feel a snake under your skin. Yeah.
You really start to feel sick and all that. Placebo effect.
Yeah. And the opposite of it, I forget what it's called.
So, like, that I feel like more than people really understand, it's a placebo effect. And I feel like that is like the weird kind of all these kind of spiritual teachings and followings and stuff. I think they try to teach you that.